Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Manchester City is still alive here. Balotelli, Aguero!
Here goes Ronaldo!
Cross, and Dempsey's denied again! And Donovan has scored! Oh, can you believe this?
Surging forward with real menace here. Brilliant from Messi. Oh, what a goal that is!
From the Gau Studios in Houston, this is Soccer Matters. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome in, everybody. We are ready for this one here tonight. It is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Manchester City 3-for-3 in the Premier League. One of their stars is coming our way with Argentina here in Houston September 4th. We just mentioned in that open, that intro, you heard Sergio Aguero mentioned and Lionel Messi. And they will be here in Houston September 4th to take on Bolivia. We'll talk about that tonight. Barcelona discussing a Neymar extension. Mario Balotelli is back on loan with AC Milan. As Liverpool could not, well, let's just say they probably said, don't let the door hit you on the way out to Super Mario. He had one goal in 16 appearances for Liverpool last year. Not in the Brendan Rodgers plan. 61-year-old Tuca Ferretti has been brought in to coach Mexico on an interim basis, four games. He will be the manager when Mexico takes on Argentina in Dallas, 4 days after Argentina plays Bolivia here in Houston on the 4th of September. Tuca Ferretti, he will be a point of discussion here tonight when Tom Marshall comes on the show. I'm going to ask him a lot about Ferretti and if he could ultimately take the head coaching job. He's got a long-term contract with Tigres, Tuca Ferretti, the 61-year-old Brazilian. He knows Liga MX extremely well. We'll also ask him about Miguel Herrera and where we think his future might lie. Also, Kubo Torres on the quicker pace of Major League Soccer over Mexico. Interesting comments from Torres. Plus, we'll talk a number of other things Mexican Football League related. I want to hear from Premier League fans here tonight. Arsenal and Liverpool play to a draw. Obviously, the point on the road for Liverpool is huge. Let's talk about it tonight because I know there's all these supporters groups in Houston, whether it's Chelsea, Manchester United, Liverpool, Arsenal, it goes on and on. I want to hear from you because you are the ones who are very, very engaged with these teams. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776 is the number tonight. Tomorrow night, the Dynamo take on Colorado. That's a game you can catch on Root Sports here in Houston. Huge road game in MLS. Colorado has not been good on the road, but the Houston Dynamo have not won at Dick's Sporting Goods Park since 2008. Champions League action today taking place. Who will stop LA and Robbie Keane, Gio DeSantos, and Steven Gerrard? Can anybody? And by the way, we like villains when it comes to MLS. And the fact that LA is again at the top of the heap stirs the pot. Sets the bar high. I got no problem with it. 713-780-3776. Producer Michael Carroll here tonight. By the way, do you have your fall guy, Michael?
I need to work on that.
Yeah, I was gonna put it out to our listening audience. I need a fall guy. You know, because I run with a big posse, and I need a fall guy in case something goes wrong. Was that unbelievable from Chris Carter? Honestly, in a Hall of Fame NFL jacket with young players coming into the league, and he says you got to get a fall guy. Nothing about accountability, integrity, what an amazing opportunity you have to play a game, a great game. You've worked so hard to get here. How to live in integrity, accountability. What an opportunity for this man just blown. Unbelievable. I was absolutely stunned by that. Now, I don't know if, you know, you have to say the NFL hires him to talk to these kids and these young players coming into the league. So did they say to Chris Carter, well, we need you to talk to these young men about accountability, integrity, and all this. And then he just kind of like turned into a 22-year-old NFL rookie and started talking about having a fall guy. He might have gone off script, by the way. NFL might have said, hey, these are the things and topics we want you to hit. He went off script. Problem for him is that he's speaking to young people. He has a real opportunity to impress, influence, and the guy blew it. So it was a big opportunity. It's kind of sad and tragic, actually. 713-780-3776 is a number. We're streaming at ESPN975.com. It's Twitter, Glenn Davis Sock. It's Facebook, Soccer Matters. The call-in number throughout the show is 713-780-3776, 713-780-ESPN, because I want to hear from you tonight. Now, I've got tickets for Argentina and Bolivia to give away. I've also got some Dynamo Vancouver tickets as well for Saturday. But again, the Dynamo are in action tomorrow night at altitude, Dick's Sporting Goods Park. Colorado does not have a very good home record. Then again, we're all kind of wondering what the status will be of Giles Barnes, Ricardo Clark, and DeMarcus Beasley. The Dynamo need points. They had that 2-0 lead at Portland, couldn't manage that game out. And we'll talk a little bit about the Houston Dynamo tonight, if you want to. 713-780-3776. Well, we knew it was coming. Kind of didn't want to see it happen because I hate seeing young talent stripped away from teams. But John Stones, 21 years of age, has put in a transfer request at Everton. Likely going to end up at Chelsea. I'll get your thoughts on that. Chelsea needs a central defender. Maybe that's just another way of saying John Terry's on his way out. Everton manager, remember, Roberto Martinez said on Friday that, you know, they would not sell Stones even if he asked for a transfer. So we'll see. Because Martinez says, again, going back to this transfer window, which it's ridiculous that there's negotiation for players while the season's going on. I can't stand it. Tony Pulis came out talking about it. But Martinez makes a great point. It's too late in the window to lose such a key player. But, you know, the rich get richer, and that's the Chelsea's, the Manchester United's, the Arsenal's. They're the ones with all the resources, buying players, and taking them away from clubs like Everton. And if a John Stones move occurs, yes, it's a great financial windfall, but it's also problematic when you're trying to build a team. Manchester City, clearly, they're 3-for-3, a full 9 points. Clearly, right now, the team that is humming the best in the Premier League right now. David Silva, Sergio Aguero. Aguero, again, going to be here with Argentina September 4th. What an opportunity it is for us in Houston. Apparently, they're going to be here a couple of days training as well with all these big stars. So let's talk about 713-780-3776. Let's go to Mark. Mark wants to talk Manchester City here tonight. What's on your mind, Mark?
I just want to say that the difference between Manchester City this year and last year is you've got a fully fit Yaya Toure and a fully fit Vincent Kompany. The spine of the team is back to 100%, and you can tell the difference with them winning 3 games in a row. The nucleus of the side is back to the best. Last year, they looked a bit disjointed, a little bit tired. This year, they seem focused and early days, but they're the favorites.
Now, when you say they are fully fit, I'm going to say that includes the mental side of it, because both of those guys look more engaged, more hungry. They look like the guys who won a Premier League title a couple seasons ago. So when you say fully fit, I'm not saying just the physical nature of their bodies. I'm saying mentally, emotionally connected.
Absolutely. I mean, Yaya Toure as well. I think he had a dispute with the owners or a disagreement, but now he seems to have, you know, got past that. So definitely title favourites. They're playing the best football, attacking football. It's, you know, it's good to watch. They've been away to Everton, which is notoriously one of the hardest places to go and get a result. I think they did that with some ease. I don't think Everton really came too close to scoring, to be honest. I thought City looked comfortable. I know they didn't score until the 60th minute, but as an away game, it was, you know, as comfortable it can get in the Premier League. So definitely title favourites. We haven't seen the best of Sterling yet. He's playing well, but he hasn't had an outstanding game, but definitely title favourites for me.
Yeah, and, you know, I usually get very upset when I don't get a birthday cake, and I guess that's what happened to Yaya Toure last year, Mark. How about you? Do you get upset if your significant other or your family, if you have one, they don't get you the right birthday cake?
Well, if I was a multi-millionaire like Yaya Toure, I wouldn't be too bothered, to be honest. But...
Yeah, I kind of thought Yaya could get himself one, you know, one of those nice red velvet cakes, but I guess apparently that was a big issue last year. What'd you think of Pedro's debut with Chelsea? I thought it was a great debut for him. Exciting for Chelsea.
Yeah. He looked good. He was certainly the difference. Hazard's been a little bit quiet this year so far. Not really seen an awful lot from him. Maybe Pedro will take a little bit of the burden from him because look at that Chelsea team and, you know, Hazard, Costa. I think Pedro can come and do some good things there. He's a winner. Scores a lot of goals from the right wing. He's going to help Chelsea a lot. But, again, they've got defensive problems.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question. Well, they're trying to get John Stones, as we all know. It sounds like that's potentially could happen here. They're going to put in a massive bid. It's going to be so hard for Everton to turn this down. I want to take you back to Manchester City and David Silva and just what an amazing player this guy has been. And sometimes I don't think he gets the credit maybe he deserves.
I think he's a great player. I remember he was at Valencia, I believe. And when he came, he was a little bit unknown. But he's just one of those players that can just find that pocket of space, his control of the football, his ability to pick a pass, his close control. He chips in with goals. Yeah, I don't think he's underrated at all. Maybe he doesn't get the credit he deserves because Aguero scores all the goals. David Silva is huge for City.
Mark, anything else before I let you go tonight? Thank you very much for starting things off here.
Quick one on John Stones.
Do it.
It's inevitable he's going to go to Chelsea. Everton will be able to reinvest the money in three or four or five players. As an English national team fan, I'd rather him stay at Everton maybe for one season and develop, but it's inevitable. But when the big boys come calling with the big money, the players from the smaller teams are going to go. Not necessarily the best for their development, but ultimately it's a numbers game.
Yeah, I like where you're going with that when you focus in on development because, yeah, it becomes a very different situation. He may have to be a different type of a defender at Chelsea. Maybe he has a little less responsibility. Maybe he has more. Who knows? But these are all things that you have to consider in development. I saw Brian McBride, the former Everton striker, and U.S. international today, and he was very adamant that he was wishing Stones would stay at Everton, obviously, with his history and loyalty there, but he thought, like you, that it was better for his development. But, you know, how do you not take these opportunities when they come calling? It's like David Moyes. You know, people were like, oh, why didn't he reconsider? And I mean, these opportunities only come once in a lifetime, and they have to be taken.
Perfect. Thanks, Glenn. Enjoy the show.
Thank you very much, Mark. I appreciate Mark kicking it off tonight. 713-780-3776 is the number tonight. 713-780-3776 is the number tonight. So Manchester City, one of the big talks. A number of good performances over the weekend. David Silva, a great one. Obviously, Pedro with Chelsea has gotten Chelsea some much-needed points here. Kolarov, Azpilicueta. Also producing good performances. Morrison for West Bromwich Albion, despite missing the penalty. So, interesting weekend in the Premier League. I want to know if you're watching the German Bundesliga, the most highest attended league in the world. It is now kind of sandwiched between Premier League games on Fox. I think it's a wonderful sort of comparison that we can see every weekend. And I think we're going to find out more and more about players in the Bundesliga because we really have now some better access to it because of Fox Sports. I don't think there's any question. NBC's got the Premier League. There were some absolutely stunning games. The Bayern game, the Stuttgart game. There was just some absolutely stunning games. Are you watching the Bundesliga, or is it something now that it's available to you? You want to watch more. You want to get to know these teams. 713-780-3776. And are you going to Argentina-Bolivia? Because this is a big one. This is soccer history in Houston. It's not often you can get to see this team that was just in the World Cup final. 703-780-3776 is the number. Quick word here for Amigo Energy. August is here. That means the Texas summer is in full swing. You've probably tried the energy-saving tip about raising the temperature on your thermostat when you leave the house. You come home in the evening, and guess what? Your home's hot. Well, Amigo Energy has a solution for that with our featured program of the month. Amigo Energy's Nights Free. Sign up for Nights Free. You won't be charged for energy between 9 p.m. and 7 a.m. That's right. Turn your AC way down low after 9 p.m. You'll enjoy a nice, cool summer night. For details to sign up, go to www.amigoenergy.com/soccermatters. Look up Nights Free, a cool way to enjoy Texas summer nights, courtesy of Amigo Energy. We will take a break. We will come back. Josh, you will start it off when we come back. We've got so much more to talk when it comes to Premier League, Bundesliga. You know what? Let's do it right now. The eighth caller right now, you're going to get a pair of tickets to Argentina-Bolivia, September 4th, 7:30 p.m. A pair of tickets to Argentina-Bolivia. And if you're going to buy them, you go to bbvacompassstadium.com. We'll take a quick break here. Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. Let's get a 7-up.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the Gau Studios in Houston, here's Glenn Davis.
Daspit Law Firm is working for you 24-7. The Houston personal injury attorney handles personal injury cases from plant and refinery accidents, medical injury, industrial accidents, 18-wheeler accidents, right down to boat and car accidents and wrongful death cases. DaspitLaw.com, 713-364-0915, DaspitLaw.com. John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm supporting soccer here on the radio. We thank them. With the Daspit Law Firm, you rest more assured in times of stress depending on the circumstances of your accident that you have a hard-hitting personal injury attorney on your side to fight for your right for compensation. Contact the Daspit Law Firm, supporters of the game of soccer, 713-364-0915. Or toll-free 888-273-1045. Let's go to the phone lines. Josh. Josh, what do you have?
Hey, how's it going?
Very good, Josh. How are you? I'm fine.
Good. So I'm an Arsenal fan. I wanted to get your thoughts on Ramsey's disallowed goal versus Liverpool. I kind of feel like we were screwed out of a couple of points on that call. And then I also wanted to get your thoughts on Arsenal just going forward this season. I kind of had high hopes going in of maybe possibly even, contending for the Premier League title. But we've gotten off to a pretty poor start, laid an egg against West Ham, barely squeaked by Crystal Palace. So I just wanted to get your thoughts on that. And I'll hang up and listen.
Thanks. Yeah, thank you very much for that phone call, Josh. Look, up and down game. I thought it was a good watch if you're a neutral. I'm a neutral. It was a good watch, Arsenal-Liverpool. Goalless draw at the Emirates. I don't think anybody was expecting that. A lot of rain affected this game. Everything but a goal. Arsenal is a tease, and Arsenal frustrates. They dominated, I think, large portions of this game. But it was Liverpool who, I think, also had great moments in this game. Hit woodwork twice. Peter Cech had to make big saves. I think Peter Cech might have been the difference in this Arsenal-Liverpool game. The chance Josh was talking about, inside the first 10 minutes, Aaron Ramsey looked onside to me, and the goal was disallowed for offside. So that's a, I think Liverpool gets a fortunate refereeing decision, fortunate call. Then again, Bournemouth kind of got killed in their game against Liverpool by a poor refereeing decision. So, interesting game for a neutral. The question is, are Arsenal and Liverpool really for real? Are they going to really push the Chelseas and the Manchester Cities? You put them in a category with Manchester United? I don't know. You tell me. 713-780-3776. Olivier Giroud didn't do much. Was Mesut Ozil there? So I think if anybody walks away most positive, it's clearly Liverpool from this game at the Emirates. I don't think there's any chance. They had chances. Both teams, game ends in a draw. Probably fitting, but I think Liverpool, obviously going on the road at Arsenal, taking a point. It's a difference maker for them. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in here tonight. We've been talking Premier League. I put the comment to you out about the German Bundesliga. Are you aware that the Bundesliga is on Fox? Are you aware that it's kind of a great balance watching the Premier League and the Bundesliga? Will you watch the Bundesliga? Remember, it's the highest attended league in the world. It's got a lot of the world stars. Do you like German football? Do you like the Bundesliga? Compare it to the Premier League. Compare it to the Serie A. Compare it to La Liga. 713-780-3776. We can also talk Houston Dynamo here tonight. The Dynamo, without Giles Barnes, DeMarcus Beasley, and Ricardo Clark, stake themselves a 2-0 lead at Portland. Can't manage it out. The Dangby goal was particularly frustrating because he comes out of five guys in and around the top of the box. Nobody got a tackle in. Then again, before that game against Portland, would you have said a draw in Portland works? Now, the Dynamo go to Colorado tomorrow. The big question mark as I sit here right now, Clark, Barnes, Beasley. Two guys who played in World Cups, one that's recently been called up to Jamaica. My biggest concern is Giles Barnes. Physically, mentally, what he has. Do you as a Dynamo fan think he can get back to where he was at the beginning of the season? Because the first couple weeks of Major League Soccer, before he went off with Jamaica, this man was on fire. This man was one of the best values for entertainment, not to mention he was helping the Dynamo win games. He was a difference maker. 713-780-3776. Did you see Giovanni Dos Santos and Robbie Keane in the LA Galaxy absolutely dismantle New York City FC? Did you see it? And here's what I love about Bruce Arena. You think Bruce Arena's telling those two guys how he wants them to play? No chance. And this is why he's a great manager. Because he knows organically that two footballers of that quality are going to figure things out for themselves. They're going to find each other. They're going to become each other's big assets for a varying amount of reasons. One of them being drawing attention away from people. The other being that they can play off each other. And organically, they have just started right off on the right foot. Giovanni Dos Santos, Robbie Keane is scoring goals like crazy. I mean, what a professional example that guy is. From training habits to on-field performance, professionalism to every young player on the Los Angeles Galaxy. You don't think every kid in their USL team is looking at Robbie Keane and how professional that guy is? So there's your villains, the Los Angeles Galaxy. The question is, Can anybody derail him? And I know you're going to come to me, oh, it's Major League Soccer, Glenn. Anybody can win. Yeah, it's true. It's true once you get in the playoffs. I just think there's too many veterans on that team. Oh, yeah, and that guy, Steven Gerrard. Leggett, what a great signing he is. And there's a supporting cast there that you can't forget. Zardes, Leggett. Their best defender has been the Brazilian at the back. Leonardo. Then you got Janino in midfield. Those guys have been there a while. LA's a team to beat. No question. Team to beat. Manager, experience, veterans, difference makers. Los Angeles Galaxy, the team to beat. Now, I've often mentioned to you about watching games and where you go to watch games in Houston. Now, we've got two great supporters on this show, Bar Munich in Midtown. Great place to watch a Dynamo, Premier League, you name it, soccer content. Then over in West University, 5555 Morningside, it's the Gorgeous Gale. I caught up with one of their owners, Peter Kingston. He's a big Liverpool fan. Here's our discussion from earlier today. For full disclosure, Peter, I got to remind everybody that you are a huge Liverpool fan.
I am indeed, Glenn. I had a bad result yesterday, so I'm happy.
Yeah, talk a little bit about the Arsenal game and what that meant to you and how you see maybe a little different Liverpool this year under Brendan Rodgers.
Well, I think they're becoming very hard to beat. Obviously enough, they haven't let in a goal yet. I like the shape of them. I think he can bring a lot of formations to it now, and Benteke is... He's strong, he's physical, he's not my ideal guy, but he's working so far, and he's working hard. He's certainly working a lot harder than Balotelli was last year. But I think that I think Gary McAllister and Sean O'Driscoll have certainly brought a bit of steel to the defence. I think they've brought a good formation. We're certainly looking a lot harder to break down, you know?
He's Peter Kingston, one of the owners of the Gorgeous Gale. Gorgeous Gale is 5555 Morningside Drive. Great place to get over and watch games. Great big screens. Great open area. I love how open your bar is, Peter, as well. How did you become a Liverpool fan?
I guess back home, back in the, what is it? I suppose it was the 80s, mid-80s. I remember watching the FA Cup final, I think I was 5, 1986, when Rush got 2. And ever since then, I was just besotted with Liverpool. John Barnes, late 80s, was my hero. And I guess at the time, Republic of Ireland had about 4 Liverpool players in the great Liverpool team of the late 80s. They had Whelan, Houghton, Aldridge, Lawrenson, and...
Mark Lawrenson. Remember Mark Lawrenson?
A great centre-half.
Wow.
Really, really good. Classy player.
Mm-hmm.
But John Barnes was my idol. I loved John Barnes.
He's Peter Kingston of the Gorgeous Gale over in West University. Again, it's 5555 Morningside. I want you to get over there. I want you to say hello to Peter. It is a modern Irish theme bar. There's outdoor seating, burgers, shepherd's pie. You got this great, you got whiskey offerings over there. You got great cocktails, and you got all kinds of different beers. It's a wonderful place to watch the game. You've also got the Liverpool Supporters Club now there pretty often, right?
Yeah, the guys come in, and they were in yesterday. They've been in for the first 3 games. They're a great group to have. They're fantastic. They're really nice guys. You know, they're bringing a nice crowd so far, and it's great fun, good atmosphere. And we're going to open every Saturday morning for the Premiership games. We'll be open at 9 a.m. around 8:45, serving breakfast and teas and coffees. And then we're going to open on Sunday mornings as well for the Premiership games. And, you know, Europa League, Champions League, we got the lot.
Hey, don't forget the Houston Dynamo, right? You're putting Roots Barts on over there, aren't you?
Yep. We got them on as well.
All right,
they're
They're
not going too bad.
No, they're doing good under Owen Coyle. They're making their move. And by the way, tomorrow night we will be doing that broadcast, Eddie Robinson and I, on Root Sports. So I hope you got the Root Sports network on over there tomorrow night.
I will do. Will do. Yeah.
Peter, before I let you go here, speak to me a little bit about, you know, the feel over there, because this is a traditional Irish pub.
Well, I guess we took over from Brian O'Neill's just under a year, about 11 months ago. And Brian O'Neill's, I suppose, was an institution in the area, you know. But, you know, I suppose it had become a little bit dated. and we just put a bit of oomph back into it. You know, we closed down. It took us 8 months to redo it. And, you know, we've kind of tied in a lot with Jemison and Guinness and spoke to a lot of them back home before we came out to America and where they felt the Irish market was going in America. And, you know, they felt that there was a fresher, brighter, edgier Irish bar wanted in America. So we took their advice and we tried to do that as best we could. And also catering for a lot of sports, you know.
I think you've done a great job, Peter. It's the Gorgeous Gale. It's 5555 Morningside. Head over there Saturday morning, 9 o'clock, Premier League on, serving food. It's a great destination, and we thank you for your support of the show, Peter.
All is great, Glenn. Thank you.
Thank you. That's Peter Kingston, the Gorgeous Gale. Get over there, 5555 Morningside.
Amigo Energy reminds you, August is here. That means Texas summer is in full swing. You've probably tried the energy-saving tip about raising the temperature on your thermostat when you leave the house, but you come home in the evening, it's hot, it's muggy, it's no good. Well, Amigo Energy has a solution for that with our featured program of the month. It's called Nights Free. Sign up for Nights Free and you won't be charged for energy between 9 p.m. and 7 a.m. That's right. Turn your AC way down low after 9 p.m. and you'll enjoy a nice, cool summer night. For details and to sign up, go to www.amigoenergy.com/soccermatters. www.amigoenergy.com/soccermatters and look up Nights Free. A cool way to enjoy the Texas summer nights, courtesy of Amigo Energy. The Daspit Law Firm, working for you 24-7, the Houston personal injury attorney, handles personal injury cases from plant and refinery accidents to 18-wheeler accidents, boat and car, and wrongful death. It's DaspitLaw.com, 713-364-0915. DaspitLaw.com. Rest more assured in times of stress. You have a hard-hitting personal injury attorney on your side. It's the Daspit Law Firm. We thank them. And Bud Light reminds you, get over to HoustonDynamo.com for your season tickets for both the Dynamo and Dash. Also, the singular games. You got like-minded individuals getting down to BBVA Compass Stadium to see Argentina and Bolivia September 4th. Bud Light reminds you, get down to the beautiful BBVA Compass Stadium. Bud Light is the perfect beer for whatever happens. We will take a break. 713-780-3776. When we come back, you're going to hear what Tony Pulis has to say about the Premier League transfer window.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the Gao Studios in Houston, here's Glenn Davis.
Sir Cody pushes it long. Bridgewell was there. Bonilla Garcia can take a shot, gets the pass on the right. Bonilla, yes! Just like that, you silence Providence Park. 40 minutes in, the Dynamo up on Portland 1-0.
Gets to snuff out the danger.
Bruin has a second for Houston. The shot. Yes, Will Bruin. Goal!
Dynamo stake themselves out to a 2-0 lead at Portland. End up, they couldn't manage it out. Ends up 2-2, a point. The Dynamo on the road again at altitude tomorrow against the Colorado Rapids, a game you can catch on Root Sports. Quickly, let me tell you about my favorite restaurant in Houston, Liberty Kitchen in the Heights, and then Liberty Kitchen and Oysterette on San Felipe near the Galleria. They've got award-winning chefs at these restaurants serving up the best in seafood and meats. I love the raw bar at Liberty Kitchen. And, of course, Liberty Kitchen in the Heights is a bit more of the Austin feel. There's fresh fish here. There's oysters. There's incredible gumbos. You got to get the blue crab and the gumbo. Right on down to amazing steaks and burgers. They serve breakfast on the weekends. Take it from me. Amazing dining experience. Liberty Kitchen and Liberty Kitchen and Oysterette. LibertyKitchen.com. LibertyKitchenOysterette.com. Reminder again, tickets for Argentina, Bolivia. Go to BBVACompassStadium.com. You can also go to HoustonDynamo.com because they have packages there as well where you get Argentina, Bolivia tickets. You can go to the box office. Also, down at BBVA Compass Stadium. Argentina's coming in with Lionel Messi, Angel Di Maria, Sergio Aguero, name after name after name. Javier Mascherano.
Sergio Romero, who's now the goalkeeper for Manchester United. So it's intimate. It's a night you're not going to want to miss it. It's Argentina-Bolivia. And right now, seventh caller, you've got a pair of tickets to Argentina-Bolivia at BBVA Compass Stadium, September 4th at 7:30 p.m. Seventh caller right now, you are going. Frederick has already won a pair of tickets to Argentina-Bolivia. It is going to be an amazing night. It is going to be an intimate opportunity to see the team that was in the World Cup final against Germany, basically the same team that was there to a large degree, Tata Martino picking that squad. Later on in the show tonight, we've got Marcelo Balboa coming up. He's going to talk Colorado Rapids, and we'll talk Rapids and Dynamo. And then after that, we're going to talk to Tom Marshall of ESPN FC. We're going to go down to Guadalajara, Mexico. We're going to talk everything from Tuca Ferretti taking the national team job on an interim basis to where Miguel Herrera is going to end up in the future as well. Real quick again, for you, I just want to remind you that Amigo Energy, remind you, August is here. Texas summer's in full swing. You've tried the energy-saving tip about raising the temperature on your thermostat when you leave the house. You come home in the evening, you got to sit in a hot home. Well, Amigo Energy has a solution for that with the featured program of the month. It's called Nights Free. You sign up for Nights Free, you won't be charged for energy between 9 p.m. and 7 a.m. That's right. Turn your AC way down low. After 9 p.m., you'll enjoy a nice, cool summer night. And you all know we don't want to be sleeping when it's hot, humid. We need our sleep, and Amigo Energy is going to make it nice and cool for you. So after 9 p.m., you'll turn your AC down. You'll enjoy a cool summer night's sleep. For details to sign up, go to www.amigoenergy.com/soccermatters. Look up Nights Free, a cool way to enjoy Texas summer nights. Thank you, Amigo Energy, for what you have done. Let's go to the phone lines. We'll pick off Dylan here. Dylan, what's on your mind?
Hey, Glenn, how are you doing, sir?
I'm good, Dylan. How are you?
I'm doing great, old man. What I want to say is that you're a great show, and I don't miss your show, even though I don't call so often. Sometimes, you know, you got so much guests, right? But I just want to say my thoughts on Argentina, Bolivia. I've been an Argentina fan since I'm a kid, Diego fan. I wish he could have been here, but, you know, I hope that he comes. But anyhow, what I want to say is Dynamo, they need some condition. They got great little players, got short passes that, you know, could bring goals, but they need to get condition. They need to play better defense and better condition. What do you think about that, Glenn?
Well, I think they're disappointed they didn't see this game out and the way the two goals were scored in Portland. You know, here's what happens. Your expectations change when all of a sudden you're staked out to a 2-0 lead. You might have said before this game, a point in Portland is going to be great. Tough place to play, fast, artificial surface, which is always a challenge. But then when you're up 2-0, you're thinking, you know, with 12, 13 minutes left, you got to see this game out. Now, they didn't have Giles Barnes. They didn't have Ricardo Clark, who I think Ricardo Clark plays a big part in helping see this game out. So does a player like Barnes. So does a player like DeMarcus Beasley. But no excuses here. No excuses. Because both goals come in ways that they were preventable. You got outstanding goalkeeping on the night from Tyler Derrick. There were a lot of positives. But I think your expectation changes when you have a 2-0 lead at halftime. So I think there's a lot to see tomorrow. And I think, like I've been mentioning on the show tonight, Dylan, the big question is, do we see Barnes, do we see Clark and Beasley back in the lineup with their health issues?
I hope so, because we have a good chance again to the playoffs. We got to win our road games, you know. I mean, the draw on the road is good, but if we join on the road, we got to win at home. Big goal average. So I want to give my shout-out to Dynamo for the players that try on the road. They scored two goals on a home on the road, but they gave up two goals. It's okay. I hope they learn from their mistakes.
Listen, I think it's progress being made. Again, I've positioned it as it's an overachievement if they make the playoffs. You got a new general manager. You got a new manager, new staff. You got a lot of players turning over. The team's getting younger. It's getting more diverse. We still haven't gotten the Eric Kubo Torres impact yet. That's going to come at some point. So it's all good. Dylan, thank you as always for the phone call.
Yo, Glenn, you don't know ESPN Radio, Soccer Matters in Houston. All right? Thanks. Have a great one.
You too, Dylan. Thank you very much. All right. Now, Jose Mourinho and Tony Pulis had a lot to say this weekend. I want to, before I get to some sound with those two, I want to go to, here's Owen Coyle on leadership now. And you know, I've always wondered, the Dynamo got leaders by example. I don't think there's any question. a lot of them. Brad Davis, DeMarcus Beasley, Boniek Garcia. These are leaders, Ricardo Clark, by example. But do they have the vocal leader, that one guy that really can wrap their arms around a game vocally? That is sort of the extension of a coach on the field. Here's what Owen Coyle had to say on leadership.
Yes. I think that's fair to say, Glenn. I think it's a fair comment. I think you're right. We have all different characters. We have leaders within the team, and people lead in different ways. I mean, DeMarcus Beasley leads by example. He'll still be vocal, but he's not a shouting ball on somebody that stands at the top of the voice and organises. And I think the more of them you have in your team, it certainly helps. So I think that's certainly an area I'd love to strengthen. But obviously have that leader within somebody that's still a very good player, a technical player that can pass and move the ball. So I don't think there's any dispute that I'm certainly striving to add that to the club as we move forward, because I think that can help. And the other thing as well, Glenn, we now have the nucleus of a really young group, and so those leaders are going to be important for bringing those kids on, developing them and taking the team forward.
So that was Owen Coyle on leadership. I also had an opportunity down at training to talk to Eric Kubo-Torres. Torres has mentioned in the press lately that the speed and the pace of MLS, you just don't get the time on the ball you do in the Mexican League. Here's Eric Kubo-Torres, though, talking about two of his influences, and it's very interesting to see who they are. Here's Eric Kubo-Torres.
He's one person would help me every day, and I talking to the weeks or for the message is Adolfo Bautista. He's a very good person. He's a good professional, intelligent, and I am agradecido.
Thankful.
I am thankful with this person, and I don't know, maybe another person is Rafa Marquez Lugo. He's not playing more, but he's a very good person. Only this, no.
So that was Eric Kubo-Torres talking down at training this week. We'll see what sort of influence Kubo-Torres has on the game in Colorado. And he's still seeking out his first start here, and they're easing him in a big way, Owen Coyle. But, boy, if they could get a boost from him, they could get Giles Barnes a little bit fresher. It would be wonderful for the Houston Dynamo. And again, we remind you that Argentina will take on Bolivia September 4th. You know what? Let's throw you out another pair of tickets right now. We're in a great mood here. We're giving Argentina-Bolivia away. Frederick won the first pair. I don't know who won the second, but we'll get the name of that person as well. So right now, seventh caller, you get a pair of tickets to see Angel Di Maria, Argentina, and Bolivia at BBVA Compass Stadium September 4th at 7:30. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in here. So wondering to see if this Stones-Everton move to Chelsea will work out. So it's going to be... It's going to be interesting to see if that's going to get pulled off. All indications seem that it may happen. All right. Before we head to break here, let's get a little bit of housekeeping done here. Again, 7-Up, it's great solo or as a mixer. 7-Up, enjoy the crisp, clean taste of 7-Up. 7-Up delivers more of the natural lemon lime flavor you love with no caffeine, 100% natural flavors. 7-Up, always refreshing. Don't forget 7-Up 10 as well, only 10 calories. And I remind you again about Liberty Kitchen in the Heights and Liberty Kitchen and Oysterette on San Felipe near the Galleria. Award-winning chefs, best in seafood and meats. I'm probably going for a bowl of gumbo tonight after this show and after the interviews with Marcelo Balboa and also Tom Marshall down in Guadalajara. I love the raw bar at Liberty Kitchen and Oysterette on San Felipe. Then if you go over to the location in the Heights, it's more of an Austin feel. And by the way, they've opened a Liberty Kitchen in Austin. So if you get to Austin, check it out. Fresh fish, oysters, gumbo, right on down to amazing steaks and burgers. Serving breakfast on the weekends. Take it from me. For an amazing dining experience, it's Liberty Kitchen and Liberty Kitchen and Oysterette. LibertyKitchen.com. Let's take a break here on ESPN 97.5 as we go out. We remind you again, this is the best in soccer talk. And you know what? You listeners, you callers are making it, and we thank you for that. We'll take a break here. It's ESPN 97.5 Soccer Matters. Tomorrow night, the Dynamo in action against Colorado. Check it out. Root Sports. We'll do a half-hour pregame show. Eddie Robinson and I join us tomorrow night because it is a big one for the Dynamo.
ESPN 97.5.